Catching crayfish is a lot of fun and can reward families with a great meal. We're tossing out a few traps next on Western Life Radio.
So you can't quit smoking. So what? You know how many times it takes most smokers to quit? A lot. Think you've tried and failed too many times? Join the club. We meet every day, and there's only one rule. Never give up. No matter how hard it seems or how many times it takes, keep trying to quit. Need help? Call your friends. Call your family. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit UtahQuitNet.com. Just don't call it quits.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov. Family fun can reward everyone with some tasty crawfish. Peter Milburn with Sportsman's Warehouse gets us started.
That's my daughter's favorite thing. We always have a tradition. We go up the night before her birthday in August, and we just catch a whole mess of crawdads, and then we bring them back and have a big birthday party with crawdads. And I've got some great boil recipes too, and you want to get some good crab boil and salt down the water really good, and you want to clean them off as much as you can, try to keep the mud and everything out. And a lot of times, like, people have been coming to the store, oh, we're going with crawdads, and I always tell them, I personally don't go crayfishing until the end of July and August, because those are the best months, in my opinion, to go after them, because they've molted and they're done spawning, so they don't have babies on them. And they've molted, and when they molt, their shells are nice and clean, and you just don't get that gritty dirt on them. So I personally just wait, you know, and I go harvest them. When we go, my brother and I and my daughter, we harvest crawdads. We go up there, and we'll get 1,500 of them at a time. We're into some serious crawdadding. You know, unfortunately, the state has had such bad trouble with bucket biologists deciding what the best thing to be in a lake is, transporting crayfish from one lake to another, or transporting fish from one lake to another, and so the division has to be pretty strict.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.